Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of August, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, we had a generally easier tone. Very small declines in Asia. I think virtually all of them under 1%. And Australia and Japan showing tiny, tiny rises. In Europe, we had the markets roiled by comments from ECB President Mario Draghi. The preliminary report, which first boosted markets in Europe to some reasonable rallies. And then it was over the prospect of bond buying by the ECB. But then when it turned out that there were no concrete policies and that the Bundesbank had a lot of reservations about it, these markets turned right around. And with the aid of, no doubt, of high-frequency trading, which helped to ramp them up, they then fell very hard. And we have, for instance, a decline of 4.6% for the Italian MIB and a decline of over 5% for the Spanish IBEX, and the German DAX index down 2.2%. Quite a sell-off. Switzerland bucked the trend with a tiny gain. And the Americas were soft generally, although Wall Street recouped about a third of its decline. So the S&P, which had been down 15 points or so or more for most of the day, closed down 10 at 1365, and that was down 0.75%. Similar declines for the Dow, slightly less off that for the NASDAQ. Long-dated government bond prices were firm against that background, particularly German bunds. The U.S. dollar also roiled by the markets. It had been quite weak at one stage and then rebounded very strongly. To give you an idea, the euro had rallied up to 124 against the dollar and fell back to its current level of 120 178. Sterling didn't move much on the day overall. Neither, I see, has the Aussie, still currently at 104.60. Now, precious metals were quietly steady in the morning, but then had rallied a bit, but then sold off with the stock markets. And although they clawed a little bit back, but as I speak, in after-hours trading, gold is trading at 1589 and change, having been down to 1584 and change, and that's down over 10. And we have silver down at 2711. It has been down as low as 2688, big range on the day. Platinum, again, off its lows, but at 1387, we had a little bit of easing in Brent. The Brent closed unchanged, just about 106. And the WTI, we've seen some weakness there, back down to 87.30. The industrial commodities were mostly weaker. Lumber was an exception. The foods were mostly a bit weaker. And rough rice was an exception with a modest gain. Industrial metals were weaker. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, nervous markets, we've seen that for a while, haven't we? But what I described yesterday, both in comment of the day and in the audio, and I think earlier in the week in the audio, if not in comment, was that stock markets had rallied up to, or had rallied sufficiently to create short-term overbought conditions, which you can see on the stochastics indicators. I posted one of those yesterday for the S&P. And the S&P was also up near the higher side of its range for the last 2 years, and near them had moved to test to get quite close to that psychological 1400 level for the S&P. And that we were due for some sort of reaction. Now, in this environment, and investors are a bit spooked about August anyway, after last year and the year before, but 2009 was no problem for August, but again, the market was coming off a very oversold low at that stage. So we have the August jitters, and we have the same old problems that have worried people before. Obviously, Europe's ongoing how best to describe it, policy chaos, disagreement, daunting debt problems, unemployment problems, and people are still fretting about the U.S. fiscal cliff, and China's slowdown. So there's a lot that people have to be concerned about, and I think we need to be a little bit cautious in here until we see some evidence that stock markets are beginning to find support once again. I've often referred to that progression of higher reaction lows, and those are very, very important. And I think if those start to go, technical sentiment will clearly deteriorate somewhat further. The key level is 1325 for the S&P, and we're currently 40 points above that. Now, long-dated government bond prices recouped a little bit more of the losses they'd developed during the last stock market rally, and certainly if equities pull back further, I think we'll see bond yields edge a little lower and bond prices move a little bit higher. The dollar is responding to whether it's a risk on phase in which it eases or a risk off phase. And we saw both today, with it ending up being very much risk off. And that pushes the dollar up a bit. Precious metals are still range-bound, but they're having another look at the lower side of this range. And the support-building hypothesis that I have often talked about, this cannot be proved. Once again, I state it cannot be proven except with hindsight once we see the establishment, see breakouts of the upside and that hold, and the establishment of short-term upward trends. We don't have that right now. As I say, we're still in ranges, and we're having a look at the lower side of those ranges. When it did this Monday a week ago, we had a turnaround and a moderate rally. Will we get that again? I really, in this environment, I honestly don't know. But the precious metals do tend to form as, or perform rather, as risk assets in this environment. So, you know, if we're going to see an additional reaction in stock markets, that may well drag some of these precious metals down further within the ranges, or temporarily through the underside. So it's a tricky environment here overall. As far as gold's concerned, again, I do maintain, though, that the move to the downside, even if a number of stops are triggered, even if we get a downside breakout, that the damage would probably be limited to maximum $100 to $200, in my opinion, and it can only be an opinion, relative to what I feel is considerably more upside scope over the medium to longer term, meaning next year and beyond. Now, the big story that we need to see develop in here is we need to see some evidence that that Asian growth story is picking up once again. We do not yet have that. So again, we're going to get see probably more of the same of this choppy, nervous environment. There have been, I can think of better environments. I can also think of some that are worse, but you and I, as you well know, can only deal with the realities that that markets provide. Be safe. All the best.